Running a restaurant is a risky business. Many owners don't figure out all the angles and end up closing within the first year or so. But in the North Country, the family that owns Grandma's Kitchen figured it out more than 30 years ago. NHBR's Chris Jensen reports for Foodstuffs.
Since 1994, Dennis Streeter and his wife Linda have owned Grandma's Kitchen. Linda's parents owned it for a decade before that. As a kid, Dennis used to buy ice cream cones here, so the couple understands what works in Whitefield and the North Country.
In the restaurant business, you can go lots of different directions, but to be successful and to do it as long as we have, you have to, everything has to fit together. The people that, the area that you live in, the type of food that you serve, the type of service that you provide, even the look of the building.
The restaurant's on the edge of Route 3, just north of Whiteville. There's a counter with shiny chrome stools, there are a few booths, a few tables, and an easygoing atmosphere. It features hearty, affordable meals with large portions.
Being locals, we know what we could afford, what we like to eat.
The most popular? Thursday night's all-you-can-eat fish fry for $11.95. About 75% of their customers are locals.
8:30 in the morning. 8:30, you got the same seven guys sitting at the counter. You got your the breakfast club.
Yeah.
Later in the day, you've got your families that come in at night.
At one booth, 80-year-old Buster Hammond is ordering eggs, toast, bacon, and home fries with onions, please.
Just like the last time.
Okay.
Buster's a fan.
Oh, I like the food. I like the atmosphere. We like the location. It's in the right spot. From where we leave home, we get hungry right in front of this restaurant here, and we stop right in here and fill our bellies.
There are plenty of tourists, too, and some of those tourists are regulars, coming back year after year. TripAdvisor has almost 230 reviews, with most of them giving a rating of excellent or very good. And Grandma's does well on Yelp, too. The Streeters say they love what they're doing, and there is no plan to change.
It's always going to be Grandma's Kitchen. You know, like Popeye said, I am's what I am's, and that's all that I am's. And that's what Grandma's Kitchen is.
But the unanswered question is the identity of the original Grandma. The restaurant was already named when Linda's parents bought it in 1984. They put a trip to Whitefield's Historical Society on their schedule. For Foodstuffs, this is Chris Jensen.